now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. We talked about term limits yesterday with State Representative Rick Olson, who wants to change some of the details of this almost 20-year law. And while there could be some benefits in having consistency at the Capitol, the public seems generally pleased with the term limit law. To talk about that, I'm joined by Patrick Anderson, the CEO of Anderson Economic Group right here in Lansing and the author of the 1992 Term Limit Amendment. Welcome to the program, Patrick.
Well, thank you. Nice to talk with you.
You know, Michigan apparently has the toughest term limits in the country. Why do we have such a stringent law with only three terms in the House and two in the Senate?
I know that a lot of the people that criticize term limits say we have the most stringent law in the country, but in fact, we have exactly the same law that every state in the country has regarding our chief executive. We have two terms for our chief executive and for our attorney general, just as the 22nd Amendment has for the two terms for the President of the United States. We have three terms in the House, which is a little shorter than some of the other ones, which are four terms. And we have two terms in the Senate, which are four-year terms. So I would say that we are within the mainstream, although a little bit on the strict side in terms of the legislative House limits, All consistent with American tradition going back two centuries.
Well, now, let's talk about State Representative Olson's proposal, which is to allow legislators to spend, I guess, within this 14-year term limit, more time in one or the other body at the Capitol. Are you generally supportive of that kind of a change to our law?
Well, Representative Olson did call and ask if he could come over and talk to me, and I agreed to do that, so... Before he's had a chance to explain what he wants to do, I don't want to, you know, prejudge whatever his proposal is. I can tell you that in the past, myself and others who worked on the original term limit amendment proposal, which, of course, was adopted by the voters by a significant majority back in 1992, have not supported efforts to combine, you know, two or three different offices because that violates the central premise of the term limit idea, which is rotation in office. When Jefferson and Washington and Hamilton and others discussed what we now call term limits 200 years ago, they called it rotation in office. The idea that a person would run and serve in one position, then go back to work on their farm or their home, and then run for a different office where they didn't have all the advantages of incumbency. And if the voters wanted to elect them to the different office, that was fine. And that principle was sound 200 years ago, it was sound 100 years ago, and it's sound today.
What about, though, the argument that there is a level of experience, and really more than that, knowledge of the issues that is not there in the first several terms and really is only gained after spending more time than just two or three terms?
There's no question that the longer you spend in the Capitol, the more knowledgeable you'll be about the inside process. The problem is the longer you spend in the Capitol, particularly in the same position, the more entrenched you tend to be, and the more knowledge you have of inside process and the less knowledge you have of the lives and the livelihoods of the citizens that elected you. That's an unavoidable tension in an elective democracy. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that we're selecting people randomly or that experience doesn't matter. Obviously, if you look back at the time since we passed term limits, we have had our chance to elect governors and attorney generals and legislators of many backgrounds. And we have a good crop of qualified candidates. In fact, I think we had an excellent crop last time around. So I'd have to say that it's true you have, you have less 10 and 20-year veterans of a particular job than you used to have. But you have more people that very recently worked at the hardware store or were members of the PTA or worked in their parish council or were active in their community.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea behind rotation office is that knowledge and consistency and connection with your citizens and your neighbors is more important than simply tenure in legislative office.
I'm talking to Patrick Anderson, the CEO of the Anderson Economic Group, also the author of the 1992 Term Limit Amendment here in Michigan. Representative Olson said one of the issues with legislating is you have to develop trust. That is a big factor in compromising and coming together. Obviously, with one party in control now, that's not quite as big of an issue. But typically, that is the key factor in legislating. Is that not something that really does develop only with time? And perhaps if we were to allow people more time in a single body, you know, within this 14-year term limit window, that might be a beneficial thing?
I think trust among legislators and elected officials is a good idea. I also think the trust between citizens and their elected representatives is a good thing. And as I said before, staying in one office for a very, very long time tends to wear down the bonds between an elected official and a citizen. Doesn't mean long-time elected officials are bad. I don't say they are. You haven't heard me say that politicians are all bad or anything. We're not changing the character of representative democracy in Michigan or anywhere else where we've adopted term limits. But we are saying that we insist that in any specific office, you can stay for a limited amount of time, and then if you want to run for office again, you have to run for a little different office. And that can make a person an opportunity for a lifetime career in elective office if he or she is confident and earns the confidence of their of their electorate. They can do that, but they cannot stay in one office for an entire lifetime.
Well, and that certainly can't happen anymore, although wouldn't it be beneficial to have at least a handful of senior folks in one body or the other or both that are remaining in place while maybe others move around to allow for some form of seniority and some form of kind of a greater knowledge?
Well, certainly, and we have that. I mean, if you look at our Attorney General, for example, Bill Schuette, he served as a congressman, he served as a judge, he served as a state senator, and he ran for Attorney General. And Bill Schuette, a friend of mine, very competent individual. I don't actually know his position on term limits, but you can't look at someone like that and say he hasn't had a chance to gain experience. He has a lot of experience. Look at Jennifer Granholm. She came from a county background, and then she ran for Attorney General, was elected, and then she ran for governor, and there was an opportunity for her, as you know, a fresh face to run. Do I think she was particularly successful in office? Well, unfortunately, that was not a good decade for Michigan, and not all due to her fault. But then look at Rick Snyder. He also came from a different background, completely different from John Engler, who was a longtime elected official. So our system under term limits has allowed us to, as citizens, to have choices, and indeed to have choices among people that had a great deal of experience in government and experience outside of government. All three of the individuals that I mentioned had valuable experiences that they brought to the governor's chair, and I just think it's not correct that we don't have a chance to have people with experience. We clearly do. We just want to have those experiences include working at a business, working at a farm, being part of your own family, being active in your community, as well as being a state legislator.
About 30 seconds left. So you are open to talking to Representative Olson in the general concept of maybe changing the law slightly?
Well, I'm open to hearing his proposal. He was kind enough to say he wanted to come over and talk to me, and I'm kind enough to wait until I do talk to him to pass judgment on whatever his proposal is.
Patrick Anderson, CEO of Anderson Economic Group, right here in Lansing. Thank you very much for joining me.
Nice talking to you today.